Hey everyone, and welcome to Table Dive, a tabletop RPG podcast where we find new and lesser known systems, get a little bit of hands-on time with them, and then give you our own professional opinions on them. Today, we're playing Here We Used to Fly by Kurt Reffling. Here We Used to Fly is a rules-light tabletop role-playing game about a group of friends exploring an abandoned theme park. Over the course of a single session, players will create two versions of the same character. One, a child visiting the vibrant amusement park. The other, an adult investigating the ruins of the same amusement park. As they discover or revisit each location in the park, they'll play out scenes spotlighting moments of joy, frustration, fear, love, loss, and more. So let's dive in and get started. All right, welcome to Here We Used to Fly. My name's Tyler, and normally I would be the DM, but tonight I'm going to play with everybody. Bad choice of words.
Who's, no, I like it.
Same.
Who's at the table with us tonight? Who's getting played with?
I'm getting played with. I'm Travis.
I'm getting played with. My name's Stefan.
I'm also getting played with, and I am Don.
You sure?
Yeah, are you sure?
You sounded a little hesitant there about who you are.
I guess we're gonna find out, right?
Yeah,
that's the thing. Is I was considering like elaborating on the fact that like I don't have a character name right now. Normally, I would.
So well,
let's get you one.
Yeah, let's get you one. Tonight we're playing Here We Used to Fly, and this is a tabletop role-playing game about children who visit a theme park, and then the adults that they become who return to this abandoned theme park, and it's about how those characters change in the time between, and the bittersweet warmth of nostalgia. So we're going to kind of go around the table and first make our younger selves, the children, based off of the playbooks that we picked. And we're going to answer some questions and kind of build these characters and how they're related to each other and the world. So the first question I want to ask is, it's kind of a prompt, which is, do we want to focus more on the conflict between our characters or how they support each other, or kind of like a mix of both? It's a slider here. Do we want to be more like how we fought as kids, or, you know, kind of like how we supported each other to kind of get through our lives, I guess? Are we best of friends, or are we, what do you guys, what kind of style play do you guys think we want to go for?
That's a tough one.
It is, yeah, tough.
It's easy to say the middle, right? Like,
yeah, because like any real friendship has ups and downs, right? Like you're best of friends and then you hate each other sometimes, and then you're best of friends again, and
yeah, then you go to the military for 6 years and come back.
Yep.
Yeah. Some love interest puts a wedge between you. All kinds of stuff. So, I mean,
I think that's a pretty good answer, though, really.
Yeah, it feels real.
All right, let's kind of just dive into it, I guess. And who's go first? Let's put it that way.
I think Don was saying how he needs a name, so
yeah, I feel like you need a name. Do you want to go first? Let's move on. Let's start with you. Tell me which playbook you chose for your child.
Funny. I chose funny.
All right. So do you want me to read them out and prompt you, or do you kind of want to read them out?
I'd like to be prompted. Yeah.
Prompted. All right. So funny. You're genuinely funny. Like, laugh out loud funny when you're having a good day. Where do you get your sense of humor from? And I think the game prompts us with a couple answers we can use, but they also have other options. So you can kind of go with the ones they suggest, maybe, and add to them, or, you know, subtract from them, kind of build on it. Or you can go with, you know, an entirely different answer of your own.
Yeah, for sure. For listeners' purposes, I'm going to try to make this character pretty genuine to who I am. So I would say one of the choices here is you developed it after, quote, the incident to help you cope. A little modification to that would probably be like, I developed my sense of humor as a way to, like, to survive in an otherwise unforgiving environment.
Okay. Is that kind of like home life type of environment, or this, like, in general, I guess?
Yeah, kind of in general.
Okay.
Yeah. Little home life, little, you know. Yeah, tumultuous all around, I'd say.
And at any point, if the, you know, you guys want to kind of chime in and ask questions, feel free. Like, it's kind of a collaborative building around each of our characters. And it makes the most sense that we would know each other. So we can even, you know, kind of wrap each other's characters into some of these prompts as well. So I think your next question is, what is the hardest you've ever laughed? And I believe they're kind of hinting at, like, what was the moment, you know, that you had what is the best laugh in your life, you know, the best moment you've had.
Yeah. I'm going to actually take a real story of mine from real life. I was at a high school football game with my girlfriend, and her best friend was also at this football game with her boyfriend, and her best friend, like, jumped up all cutesy, and her boyfriend caught her. Well, my girlfriend thought it would be funny or cute to do the same thing, right? I was not prepared, so I did not catch her. And she fucking took a spill on the ground. And I'd have to say, that's probably it.
Kind of at somebody else's inconvenience then.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Technically, yeah. Now, how upset was she?
She was not upset. She was very embarrassed, though. Very okay. Embarrassed. Beet red.
So I guess that kind of tumbles into the next question of, do you ever take it too far?
Yeah, definitely. And to elaborate on that, too, there's an option in here that says, yes, but you always feel bad about it. I never had that. Nope, I did not.
There's no bad feelings afterwards?
No, not at all.
So it's kind of a, maybe you're not aware that you take it too far. Or maybe you are, you just don't care.
Oh yeah, yeah. This youngster here just didn't care.
Oh, and here's a good one. The last question for your child playbook is, which park feature did you coin the local nickname for? And now, so we have a list of kind of attractions for the park. You want me to read them for you real quick?
Yeah, yeah, let's do that.
All right, so we have The Big Coaster, Boardwalk Beach, Carnival Alley, The Dragon, Gizmo's Pinball and Penny Arcade, The Halls of Illusion, Heritage Train, The Hushabye Tree, The Log Ride, The Merry-Go-Round, The Monster's Eye, The Petting Zoo, Playtime Theater, The River Ride, and The Zipway.
I gotta go with The Log Ride.
Yeah, yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
Why? Because it's too easy to turn into something immature.
That's fair. Yeah. That's fair. Fits the theme here.
For yeah, sure. Brown log and water.
Yeah.
I get it.
All right. And I think that kind of wraps up your child character. And then we'll go around the circle. So I think, Travis, you want to go next?
Sure.
What did you pick?
I picked
your playbook.
For a child, I picked Distant. So,
yeah. Do you want me to? Do you kind of want to read them, or you want me to read them?
I'll take the prompt as well.
Okay. I'm gonna need all three of you to prompt me in unison on my turn.
Okay.
I thought you were gonna prompt yourself. Just keep it going.
I don't want to do all the heavy lifting. You find it hard to connect with others. Maybe you don't mind. You tell yourself you don't mind, but when everyone's together, it's hard not to feel like you don't belong. What prevents you from connecting with others?
I think I'll go with one of the options here, and it's the fear of being judged, manipulated, or hurt.
Okay. You got any more to that, you think? Or is there a reason? Is there something that you do or a reason that you would be, or you just think you will be?
Kind of both. Like, I think I will be, but at the same time, it's like, I think I know the reason I will be, but I think it'll go more into it in my adult self.
Okay, yeah.
It'll kind of make it fit a little better, I guess. Whoa.
All right, so the next question is, who have you connected to in the past?
My answer is no one.
Okay.
I always kind of felt estranged, and like everyone's kind of getting along and doing their thing without me.
So I'm going to propose an additional question that we'll kind of probably all need to kind of loop together here. Why are you going to the carnival with these guys?
So I think for me, I don't want to, but I feel like it's proper for me to go. Like it's the thing you do. Everyone's going, so I'm going.
Yeah. Okay. So that's a kind of, these questions really roll into each other pretty well. Yeah. So, how do you pretend to fit in?
I would probably say with lies to protect myself.
Oh, big fibber.
Yeah. Stop changing my thing. I'm doing it.
Oh, sorry.
A big fat phony.
And I think last of all, we have... which park feature allows you a moment of respite from social obligations?
Do we want to take a vote on which one I picked?
Do I want to take a vote? Yes. Let me guess. Hold on.
Yeah.
Let's see. Is it the...
I think it's glaringly obvious which one it is.
Do you? Man, yeah. Is it...
Is it the Hushabye tree? Is it the Hushabye tree? No?
No.
What is it? What is
it's
it?
It's the petting zoo.
Oh, come on. Okay.
All right. Makes sense for you.
Yeah, it's par for the course.
And it's, to be fair, I am making this character as true to myself as possible. I really do just love animals.
Fair enough.
And I actually forgot that one was in there.
Yeah.
All right, all right. Okay, let's move on to Stefan. Which playbook did you go with?
I went for weird.
And I suppose like the other two, you want me to prompt you?
Of course.
All right. When people meet you, they find you strange. There's something about your habits or mannerisms that give people pause. You know you're a little different, but weird isn't the word you would use. How do you see yourself?
I see myself as focused on my interests.
What kind of interest do you have as a young child that you're so focused on that everybody thinks you're a little weird?
I love magic.
Oh, you're like a little weird magic kid.
Okay. Yeah, like real life.
Like fantasy magic? Or
no,
like
magic tricks. Like
magic tricks. Okay, okay.
Being a magician.
Okay.
Not Magic the Gathering. I never had the money for that.
No, I meant like maybe you were obsessed with like, you know, wizards.
Wizards. Harry Potter and
Yeah.
Gandalf.
I'm a tree wizard.
All right. So what incident cemented your reputation as an oddball?
I was extremely excited that I learned a new trick in my magic learning, and I did it for some kids at school who did not think it was cool.
Oh, you took the magic to school.
Yep. I backpalmed the card, and they did not think it was cool.
All right, so in spite of that, in spite of your oddities, what do your friends love about you?
That I'm an amazing listener.
I think let's roll that into, just combo this with the other question I asked Travis of why are you with this motley group that's going to the amusement park? Is it you need friends or?
Yeah. So in my head, I was trying to think it out before I said anything. So I don't get a lot of friends at school. They kind of bully me or ignore me. And you guys were the only ones that paid attention to me.
I'm kind of seeing this as like we all live in the same neighborhood.
Yeah, so yeah. I wanted to go to be part of a group because I've never been allowed to be a part of a group at school.
This is like the you hang out with your neighbor because they're right next door, not because you like them.
Yep.
All right. I don't even think I really need you to answer this question, but which park feature has felt like a strange second home to you, and why is it the Hall of Illusion?
Hey, you got it. Yeah, that is exactly it. The Hall of Illusions.
I guess you know him better than you know me.
It's the Bill.
I mean, he's known me since I was like 12, man. I just like the mirrors, the puzzle. Getting lost, being a little bit by myself in the middle of everyone.
Kind of feels a little bit magic-y.
Yeah, kind of get to be by myself, be in my own head for a little bit, kind of thing.
Cool. I think I'm going to ask one last question for Don. before I need the chorus of all three of you to prompt me. But kind of the same question for the other two. Why are you with this group? Like, are you a kid with a lot of friends, or like everybody, you know what I mean? Like, you can fit in everywhere, but have no real friends. Like, what's your story?
Yeah, I would say that I'm a kid who doesn't come by his friends honestly, right? What do they call it in like psychological terms is masking. When you're around other people, you take on their personas. So really malleable to fit what people want in a friend is how this character would be. So yeah, I think that's the answer there.
All right. Who wants to?
Well, I got a question before we start.
Yeah.
Are we naming our characters?
We will name them after we do. At the very end, I think we'll name them.
Okay. All right.
I'm assuming I'll do it. I'm assuming we're not doing an actual course.
No. Okay. I'm going to pass the baton off to somebody else at this point.
Okay. All right. Tyler. Oh, you want to do it?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
Go for it.
All right. So, what did you choose? What playbook did you choose for your character?
For my child, I went with anxious.
Okay. So,
nervous, fidgety, easily overwhelmed, or simply hiding a deep fear that you'd hate.
That you'd hate for the world to discover.
Discover.
What
stresses you out more?
All right.
I think we got enough. The bits
more
played
than
out.
Anything else?
All right. So what that stresses right me? Yeah, that I. My inner child is immediately anxious.
You told us to do it. I had to.
What stresses me out more than anything else? I think one of the prompts on here fits perfectly, which for me is like, the prompt is noisy crowds, but I think it's just big crowds in general. A lot of people in one place is like something I don't like to be around. So I guess we have like this group of people who it's like, why are we at this amusement park when all of us hate it?
We all feel a innate desire to fit in.
True. So I guess, yeah, you're right. These questions do flow really well together. So what calms you down when you're in a state of panic?
Let's see. These prompts are pretty good too. I'm going to go with this one here. The prompt is a special song, but for me, it's not a specific song. It's just like I was a music kid. Like, headphones were in all of the time. Always, like, iPod all the time. It was how I block people out. So we'll go with just music. Just, like, tuning everybody out to music.
Okay. And what impacts you the most when your anxiety hits?
Well, that's a good one. I think for me, I'm gonna have to go with other. And I get angry is not the best word, but I'm like, I guess we'll go with angry. It's like I'm hard to get along with. I'm stubborn, and I'll be, you know, aggressive and just not overall pleasant.
Okay. Putting up walls, kind of.
Yeah.
And which park feature do you associate with a particular moment of worry?
Ooh, I think for me, we're going to go with a moment of worry. I think I'm going to go with the pinball and penny arcade. And it was one of those scenarios where I was in there playing pinball and arcade games and left my iPod or, you know, MP3 player in one of the shooting games, like the Jurassic Park shooter. And I left my, you know, my music device in there, and I it took me a little while to remember where I had it. And then when I got back there, it was gone, and turned out someone turned it in. So it was this moment of extreme panic of losing my coping mechanism by leaving it in one of these shooter booths.
Right. And what a terrible place to lose it to, in a pinball and penny arcade. Yeah. Just the flashing lights and the ding, ding, ding. Sensory overload. All right.
And I think the same question for myself of why we're together is,
yeah,
kind of the thing we all talked about. I see us as neighbors, a cul-de-sac. Maybe we live close, and it's you guys want to go? We're walking home from school. Do you guys want to go? Sure. You know, half of us might be lying, half of us might be going because we feel like we need friends. Feels right.
Word.
Oh.
So are we going to go in the same order for our adult characters?
We can switch it up if you're wanting to.
Yeah, but let's mix the bag.
Yeah, we can mix the bag. I either go first or last, so it's there's no in between.
If you're not first, you're last. So.
That's true. All right, so Travis, you're going to start us off, I think.
All right.
What'd you pick for your adult playbook?
I picked content.
Nothing seems to faze you. When the world turns upside down, you just turn with it.
Yeah.
This is the one I tried to pick these guys for you guys before we started playing, just to see if I could figure it out. And this is the one I picked for your adult.
Makes sense.
Adult you. How do you maintain your contented nature?
So I went with other. And it's, I'm not sure.
okay.
So things that I see affect people mentally and emotionally just don't affect me. And never have.
You're just kind of... I feel like there's a word for that, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. I see what you're saying, though.
Yeah.
You're kind of just disassociated with that stuff.
Yeah, I've just always kind of been like that, so.
All right. So, what's the one thing that knocks you out of your zone?
I went with a deeply hidden anxiety of people seeing me as emotionless or uncaring because of that.
Because of the first option. You don't want people to think you're just like you don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Because you're not affected by most things.
Yeah.
All right. So which motto best expresses your philosophy?
I went with "it is what it is."
Is that a thing you say often?
It is, yeah. Just saying, yeah, it is what it is.
I guess, and lastly, which park feature has made you feel at peace?
I think there was a couple things I could have picked here, but I went with Boardwalk Beach. Because as I've gotten older, I like to kind of people watch and just see how other people interact with each other.
Okay.
What about that?
All right. I like it. What do you... No, well, I'll ask that last. Let's see, Stefan. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. What'd you pick for your adult playbook?
Passionate.
Passionate. You have big feelings, and big feelings is in all caps. Love, hate, joy, fear. It's all there, swirled up together like a tilt-a-whirl. How do you feel about your passion?
I really haven't registered that.
What do you mean by that? Like, you don't realize that you're passionate, or like you don't think about the fact that you are?
Yeah, I just, it's more like almost to the point of content where I don't realize it, and I don't care enough about anything else besides that to even realize that that's the biggest thing in my life.
Okay. So the next question is, when was the last time you cried?
I picked other. And yeah. It was when my significant other cheated on me.
Okay. Yeah, we're going in there.
Yeah, I had to bring my real life in.
All right. What response to your emotions gets on your nerves?
When people shame me for expressing how I feel.
Oh man, you're a guy. You're supposed to keep it all bottled up, right?
Correct.
Push it down.
That was kind of the point of why I picked that one.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. It's a common flaw in society.
Yeah.
All right. So the last question here is, which park feature have you always been first in line for?
I would say the Hushabye tree.
The Hushabye tree. What is the Hushabye tree? Let's see. A towering, gently spinning tree of swings.
Yeah, I mean, once I read it, I understood what it was. But at first, I was like, it's just a tree? But then it's like, oh, it's the swing.
I thought it was like the Swan Tunnel at first. Attraction.
Yeah. No, it's the swings that spin around.
All right, since we're switching it up, I will go next and let Don go last, I guess. So, Don, you want to do the honors and read me off here?
Yeah, I'm about it. All right, so what was your adult characters?
My adult playbook is Frank, and not to be confused with the name.
And Beans?
Yeah, that's his last name.
So you take pride in being brutally honest. You're blunt and candid, sometimes at the expense of other people's feelings. Why are you so committed to being honest?
I think there's no real point in lying about it. So I'm going to go the other here, I guess. There's no real point in like sugarcoating it, right? Like the more honest you are, the more likely people are going to respond to it and hopefully adjust accordingly.
And in what way has your bluntness been helpful?
I love the pre-made answers here. One of them being, if we're being honest, it's almost always not. But I think I'm going to go with a trusted source of advice for your friends. I feel like a lot of people maybe want that opinion from you because they know you're not going to lie about it.
Yeah, for sure. There's definitely something to be said about having somebody who's willing to shoot it straight. Who was the last person you lied to?
That is a very difficult question, I think.
Now, is it a straight up lie? Is it a lie of omission?
Ooh, my goodness. I think I'm going to go with this pre-made option of yourself about some central part of your identity. I think I'm coming to like realize that if we go back to childhood a little bit, the anger related to the anxiety has not really subsided in life and maybe gotten a little bit worse, especially in parenting. So I think lie to myself saying like, I don't know how to put it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think I'm lying to myself about my own anger, you know, saying it's not that bad. And it probably is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I like that the beginning of it, it's like brutally honest. How can it be helpful? And then you lie. Who do you lie to?
Yeah. I mean, I don't. Yeah. I think the point is like, if you're brutally honest, you don't lie. So it's like, who was the last person you did lie to? And I think myself is a good answer there.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I think it's a great answer.
Yeah. And lastly, which park feature will you argue for hours is objectively the best?
Oh, man, that's a hard one.
Be honest.
Yeah. I think adult me probably thinks it's... I probably think it's Boardwalk Beach.
Oh, it's for sure the river ride.
The log ride?
No, the river ride.
Log ride and river ride are two different things.
I definitely think it's... Oh, it's a lazy river. I definitely think it's the Boardwalk Beach for almost the same reason as Travis. Because you can kind of sit and just be alone. And I never really grew out of the not liking crowds thing. So these days I go there and I'm like, I can't wait to go to the arcade. And I see the arcade and I'm like, way too many fucking people. And then it's like, let's go hang out on the beach, on the Boardwalk Beach.
For sure. Same. Big feels there. Just go straight ostrich and stick your head right in the sand. All right.
So with that, let's name these children.
Well, we got to do mine.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, we went all out of order.
Yeah. Okay. So what'd you pick for your adult playbook?
Anxious.
Okay. I like how that's the flip side of mine almost.
Yeah.
Nervous, fidgety, easily overwhelmed, or simply hiding a deep fear that you hate for the world to discover. What stresses you out more than anything else?
Not being in control. That's easy.
I think as our characters grew up, they had a lot in common, maybe.
Yeah.
At this point. Maybe you like you grew to understand the feelings. What about not being in control? You know, kind of stresses you out. Like, is it decisions other people are going to make, or?
Yeah, it's not... It's about not being able to dictate the course of your own life, right? Like, you know, something that I fall a victim to a lot is, you know, being a family man, right? Like, having a plan of what I want my day to look like, and then suddenly I am told, oh yeah, we've got this thing to go to at this time, and I'm like, oh shit, I did not plan for that.
Yeah,
now my entire day is ruined, right? Like, it just, it could be something as minimal as like, yeah, we gotta go, you know, we gotta take the dog for a long walk today. I was like, ah, fuck, there goes hours of my day, you know.
I feel it. Sometimes I get mad if I'm with someone in a car and they say, hey, let's go to here, and on the way they're like, actually, let's make a quick stop here. And I'm like, oh well, yeah, there goes.
You're like, why didn't I drive?
Mood now.
Oh yeah, it's incredibly dysregulating.
Yep, I don't like that either.
So, what calms you down when you're panicking?
Man, honestly, like disappearing, like just. Like turning my brain off is really the only thing that calms me down in a panic state. Just I find like a hobby or something to retreat into, something that I've done for so long that it's second nature, gaming or like painting. And I just turn my brain off, forget that anything else around me exists. So yeah, like I guess retreating into my hobbies.
All right, so I guess with that, what impacts you most when anxiety hits? You know, when you're really feeling it, what does it do to you?
Yeah, that's a tough one. Because I actually have like panic attacks, like panic episodes. So there's not really like one part that really feels more of that than anything else.
So I mean, it really impacts your life, right? Like your ability to do anything.
Yeah, yeah. I would say that the thing that hits the hardest is a feeling of impending doom, like something horrible is going to befall me, and there's nothing I can do about it.
All right, so the last question is, which park feature do you associate with a particular moment of worry?
I thought that one was pretty easy. That would have to be the big coaster.
The big coaster.
Yeah.
Why?
Young or old Tyler wouldn't even get on the big coaster.
Yeah, did I hear a why from Travis there?
Yeah, why the big coaster?
So when I was young, a ride operator let me on a roller coaster when I was too small. The seat restraints would not hold me in properly because I was too small. So I started falling off of this roller coaster while it was operating. And my mother, who was next to me, held me in my seat. So the adult version of that would say, because of that memory there's some like real concern about not being in control, right? Like I can't control when that ride starts, when it stops. I'm on it. Once I'm on it, I'm a passive participant to anything that occurs.
Yeah, you're locked in, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Man, that reminds me of my personal experience at Holiday World of getting on a ride, getting on the first turn, and the seatbelt pops off. And then the rest of the ride, I think I'm going to die. and I didn't get on another roller coaster the rest of the day, and have yet to get on one.
That'll do it.
All right, let's go around one time and come up with names, and then we'll go ahead and head out. You guys got names lined up?
I got a name.
Yeah, yeah. What's your name?
Chester Goldbeck.
Chester Goldbeck. Who else? Anybody got names lined up there?
Yep. I got an Alan Benton.
Alan Benton. Chester Goldbeck. Travis?
So I went with Travis.
Oh,
I feel like, you know, we're making these characters based on ourselves. I'll just use my name.
I'm going to go with, I don't know if last name's really necessary, so I'm going to go with Sean.
Always do last names. You'll never talk me out of it.
Sean Sullivan.
I ain't putting my last name on the internet all at once, so.
That's fair. In your case, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to our character creation of Here We Used to Fly. Tune in next week as we take a look at the past and present of various attractions and how our characters have grown and changed over time. See ya.